Hosea chapter 7. When I heal Israel, the iniquity of Ephraim will be revealed, as will the evil deeds of Samaria. For they have acted falsely, and the thief comes in, and a gang commits robbery in the open. And they don't consider that I have remembered all their wrongdoing. Their deeds surround them now. They are before me. With their evil deeds they pleased the king, and with their falsehood, princes. They are all adulterers, like a baker's burning oven. Will he stop stoking it, or kneading the dough before it is leavened? On the festival day of our king, the princes made him weak with the intoxication of wine. He stretched out his hand with the scoffers. For in their plotting they bring their hearts near to an oven. All night their baker sleeps, but in the morning it burns like a blazing fire. They are all as hot as a furnace, and they have devoured their judges. All their kings have fallen. There is no one among them who calls to me. Ephraim is mixing with the Gentiles. Ephraim is like a cake which wasn't turned over. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he does not realize it. Also, grey hair is strewn over him, but he is not aware of it. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face. Yet they do not return to the Lord their God, and for all this they do not seek him. And Ephraim has become like an unsuspecting dove, without mettle. They call out to Egypt, they go to Assyria. As they go, I will spread my net over them. I will bring them down like the birds of the sky. I will chasten them according to the report of their congregation. Woe to them, for they have wandered away from me. Devastation be upon them, for they have transgressed against me. Although I redeemed them, they nevertheless speak lies about me. And they did not call out to me in their heart, for they howled on their couches, where they congregate for their food and wine. They have departed from me. And I chastened them, and I strengthened their arms, yet they devise wickedness against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like an untrustworthy bow. Their princes fall by the sword because of the insolence of their tongue. This is the cause of them suffering derision in the land of Egypt.